Blog Talk Radio.
This is me against the world.
Talking to Empress Kasiba. How you doing tonight?
Hey Empress, how you doing? We're talking about separation
integration, what we're going to have, Sister Empress?
I think we need to have separation and integration, because separation, we need to separate, and we need to integrate amongst our own people and be with our own people and fight for our own people and work for our own people.
That's right. We appreciate you calling in and the great support that you give to all organizations. We sure appreciate and notice that, so we thank you for that.
Yeah, so that's why I think we need to have both, because we need to do it for our own people. And it's time to do it right now. It's time now to do it.
Right. We get a lot of people, you know, come out and protest every once in a while when our brothers and sisters get shot down, dragged by these the wicked beasts. But at the same time, a lot of our brothers and sisters are trying to be amongst the wicked beasts and trying to be accepted by the wicked beasts and their system. And part of the being accepted in that system is the atrocities that's happening to our people is part of the outcome of trying to be accepted in another man's kingdom. What you say about that, sister?
I think what we need to do is work on, like they go to war over in Somerville, it's time for us to go to war. We need to show they think that our race is scared. Oh, police can shoot me, or police can do this, or we can go to jail, we can go to prison. We got to show them that we got more power than they do. We not scared of them. That they want to go to war, we go to war. It's blood for blood and life for life.
Yeah, I think one of the things that we need to do is, you know, since we know that we're dealing with a bad system and taking a part out of the Bible, it even says, come up out of her, my children. Even when the children of Israel were delivered, they had to come up out of her because there wasn't no getting along. And if you try to stay with the people who try to oppress you, it's always going to be a fight. And that's just how it is. Since the people didn't change after our ancestors were enslaved, it's always going to be a fight. If someone try to keep you down and oppressed, always going to be a fight. So your only best solution is to create and do for self, get your own land. And we even know that don't work sometimes, Empress, because we've seen a lot of different organizations who went out and got their own land, like Dr. Yoy came under attack, the Waco Branch Divisions, a lot of different sets, the Mormons that went out and tried to create their own and don't work in their system. What you say about this, Sister Empress?
You're right, it don't work, but you know what? You know why it didn't work?
Why is that?
Because they didn't put much power and effort to fight for their land. When you get something and you want to keep it, you got to fight for it. You got to lay your life on the line and fight for it. If you don't have it, the next generation will have it.
That's right, and I agree with that too, Sister Empress. That's one thing we see, a lot of these people build up these camps, and then as soon as they come under some attack, they just surrender just like that, even if they did nothing wrong. But at the same time, they teach us to, hey, be ready to defend, but we see when they come under attack, they lay it down just like that. And you're right about it, they didn't fight to keep it or send a message, hey, that we were separate. You're right about that. I agree with that.
So that's what they
got to
do. They
got to
fight for it.
That's right. Anybody else want to jump in, just press 1 on your phone and we'll get you ready in. We're on the Black Nation Task Force Radio every Monday night, 10 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Phone number 909-265-9220. And we're on there just trying to enlighten our Black Nation. Which way we think we need to be heading. What's happening in the media, what's happening to our people. Hey, we got to be all for ourselves. You know, we don't call ourselves racist because that's another word and another terminology, and you have to explain that. We call ourselves trying to be separatists. We just want our own because we tried to integrate our ancestors and the ones who came before us tried the integration game, and we see that keep giving us death and knots on our heads. So we say we want a land of our own where we can be in peace and run our own government. Hey, we ain't saying that we are. Let's take the next call coming out of 410-746-0.
Hey, how you doing this morning, this evening?
Hey, how you doing?
Alrighty, look, we're already separated. I don't know where you live, but in Baltimore, we got a black section and we got a white section. Whenever we move into a neighborhood, they move out, we move in. So the thing is, we're already separated. We just don't control the area we occupy. And what I mean by that is, I don't know, if you look in the town that you live in, most of the time whites are in one area, Irish are in one area, Jews are in another area. They control the space they occupy. And the way they do it is, they practice the laws of nature, which is self-preservation rules the area, just like in nature. And the thing is, the way you do that is you hit it on the head when you said, hey, we need to do for self. And the way you do for self is the first thing a lion does or animal does in the wild is they first take control of the area. The next thing they do is they come up with their food supply. And they don't do clothing, but the next thing they do is they provide for whatever it needs in their family. And once you do that, you don't have to worry about having something of your own because you will control the space you occupy. And until we learn to do that, I mean, everything is a moot point, brother.
Yeah, but, you know, we had some organizations that tried to do that already. They occupied some land, and their land was always, for some reason, was still subject to the laws of this land, and they were dismantled. So what's your take on that one?
Well, here's the thing. The sister had it right. Look, once you go in and you legally control something, then the law of the land says that you have a right to protect it. And the other thing is, if you notice about Dr. York, the only reason they came down on him was because he was doing some immoral thing, allegedly. And the thing is, you got to realize that COINTELPRO is always in action against black people that try to do something positive. So you have
right.
to keep yourself clean as far as your actions are concerned. And the thing is, what you do is, the first thing you do is you lawyer up. You get the legal team in a position to protect your interest, and also you make sure that you physically protect your interest. You don't never give somebody a stick to hit you with. And that's what happened to Dr. York. Now, look, we've seen prime examples of people taking control of the space they occupy. When the Honorable Elijah Muhammad first set up the Nation of Islam, he had farms and everything else. What did he do? He created the Fruits of Islam. Those brothers was put there to protect whatever they controlled. And I give you a story that Minister Farrakhan said one time. Malcolm X was in charge of New York, and they had a load of fish coming in the truck. Well, the mafia took that truck. Well, when the brothers came and reported to Malcolm X, Malcolm X said, hey, what happened to the truck? And they said, well, the mafia took it. And he said, hey, guys, let's get in their cars and trucks and let's load up. And they went over to the Mafia Don, her headquarters, and said, look, we want that truck back here within 24 hours, or else we're going to tear this joint up and we're going to take you with it. And he says, you got 24 hours. And Donovan Lewis Farrakhan said, hey, within 2 hours that truck was back because they know those brothers meant business. And that's what you got to do. The first thing you do is you legally protect it. Then you physically protect it. But we can protect whatever we have, and we can maintain what we have.
All right, so that's what we're talking about. We're talking about separation by integration. And as the brother was saying, we already separated. We just need to go ahead and do for self and come together and do for self. So that's what we're doing. Anybody else want to join in, just press 1 and you can join in and put your spin on it. That's how we learn. Each one see a different thing, and as we put it all on the canvas, we come up with a picture. All right, you think anything else you want to add to that, Brent?
I'll let someone else speak because you have very little time. But if you need me to come back in, I'll be on. Just call me out of queue.
All right, then, sir. Thank you. All right, Empress, you got anything to add to that?
What he just said, yeah, you said that we all, they got their side and we got their side. But what I don't see that. Now, I don't see that they got their side, we got our side, because you got everybody moving in, mingling in the same place, one mad about one thing, and another's mad about another. That's what I see.
Yeah, I guess I kind of see that too.
It's not too many of us got our own community. Because you got everything else moving in the community.
That's right. At one time we did, and I guess we always kind of moved too late, because at one time white folks didn't want to stay amongst us. They moved out, like the brother said earlier. But now you with this gentrification going on and this new community development, they all moving back in amongst us, and they moving like everybody that the one game that they played with the housing, they controlled the housing. And when you control the housing, you can put people where you want to put them at. And that was one of the ways that they did that.
And
let's
that's
see,
what
we got
they
another call.
And then you got the Europeans in your neighborhood. If you play loud music, whatever you do, they got the law coming here more than anything.
Right.
They're the ones that bring the law in your neighborhood.
You're right. Let's take this call coming out of 997 area code, y'all. 997, y'all. You got your hand pushed, 997, I'll come back to you. Yeah, so you're right. So, you know, we got two ways we can look at that. One thing, we did have a chance. We were separate. We can't agree that we were separate. Just in my neighborhood, used to be all black, but I can't say that no more because on one street, Coney, you have all Hispanics. And a couple blocks down, we see that they done built some condos. Then we see that we have Caucasian moving into the neighborhood. So that used to be a thing. We could say that we were separate, but not anymore. Not anymore. Let me check with this line right here, 997. 997, did you have a comment?
Yes, I guess I still have my phone on mute. I just like to say peace to everyone, and I agree with what the brother said and with what the sister said, but just like as I see it now coming up, at one time it used to be where, you know, we were in our own neighborhood, but it seemed like now in this day and time, it seemed like, people are coming into the black neighborhoods and starting to buy off all the property, and then they starting to put town homes and, you know, all that kind of stuff in the neighborhood, and so now it's starting to be, you know, more of a mixture of everybody moving in the neighborhood. That's all I wanted to add to that.
All right, thank you. All right, let's go back to the brother. He's trying to get back in. Okay, 410, you back on?
Yeah, I'm back on. All of the statements that was just made is exactly what I stated earlier. You have to control the space you occupy. People can't move in your neighborhood if you own the neighborhood, which means you got to buy the property and you got to secure it. And the other thing is this, brother Drew. Look, anybody can live anywhere, but if you put up a store that's black owned, and you know that that's where the jobs are going to be created, and you want to control your food source. When you put up a grocery store there, that means that you control your food in that area. You don't have to worry about other people being there. You still can go in and make sure that, hey, look, I'm going to deal with my people and my people's businesses, and whether they live there or not, hey, you still are separated. You can be amongst people, but you're still separated. And my thing is this, when white folks move in our neighborhood, or Koreans move in our neighborhood, or Chinese, they live amongst us, but when they do business with one another. But my thing is, when you move in a neighborhood, you buy up whatever you buy up. I don't know if you ever heard of Yahweh Ben Yahweh. He came into North Carolina one time, and he told the brothers, he said, look, I'm going to put up a sanctuary here for you to worship, and I'm going to send you $200,000. I want you to buy up everything around it. And in Durham, North Carolina, those people bought up everything around that sanctuary where they worshipped. They had their own stores. They had their own grocery stores. They had their own clothing stores. Whatever they needed, they put up there, and they control that area. And that's what we have to do. Yeah, people are going to move in if you don't buy it up. But if you're renting, and you rent from somebody and you don't go in and buy those properties, your people are going to move in and move you out. That's why come you have gentrification and regentrification, because we don't come in there and control our space.
That's right.
And
that's
I get back up.
Oh, that's very good. That's a very good point. I'm glad you called back in, because I could see that point real well. Yeah, so that's what we're talking about. We each teach, each one teach many, and that's what we're doing. So I learned something tonight, and I can see that point of view by buying up the property. Then we do control there, no matter who stay over here. If we own everything, it don't matter who stay amongst you and who controls it. So I got you. I understand that point. Good point. So that's what we're saying, y'all. Do we separate or integrate? And we're learning as we go. We'll play a quick song. We'll be back in a couple minutes. We gotta shoot our shot before we get the shot out of us.
Shot out of you, oh shot.
Y'all, we're back with you. We're looking at all the different atrocities that going around. Now, one thing we can say, even though if we control our neighborhood, we still up under the law of the land. And one thing we understand by the law of the land, that a lot of our youth are dying. So what I'm saying, that's a good separation. You got separation, then you have a total separation where you have and control your own government. Now, that's where I want to go. I'm trying to have our own government, where we create our own police department, where we create our own military. Now, that's one thing you can say that you can do in your neighborhood, but you still don't control the occupying forces that's in your neighborhood. And if you try to control the occupying forces, you're going to create an avenue of war. So that's why I say the only real solution is our own land. Where we control the government, where the government has a name to it, where the government has a post P.O. box name in that government. Now you know you have a government. You have a P.O. box, a post office, I mean, now you know you have something of your own. But until we get that, we still at the mercy of our enemies. So many brothers and the Moors and many brothers have been fighting to have a nation of our own. Hey, that's what we're talking about. That's talking about total separation, where you control your medical, your food, your legal, your courts, and less jails, and more work. Less jail and more work, that's what we're talking about. Let's go back to the phone lines. I think 410, I'm not sure. 410, are you trying to get back in?
Yeah, look, I think, you know what, we need to become scientists in what we're trying to do here, and we need to study things. I'm originally from North Carolina. I live in Baltimore now. What you're talking about as far as our own police force and all of that stuff, there was a black community here. It was in North Carolina. And what they did was they went through and created an incorporated town. They have their own police force. They have their own post office. And they have whatever they have their own businesses within that town. And the thing is, basically what they did was they went through and set it up that way. Now, look, in Baltimore, where I'm at, the Jews had a problem with crime in the area. What they did, they went to the police force and said, look, we're setting up a security company here to patrol our area. We're working in cooperation with you. But the thing is, since you can't protect us, protect ourselves, there are ways you can do things. It's just a matter of sitting down and studying the thing and putting it in force. So, I mean, what you're talking about is already being done. It's just a matter of sitting down and mapping it out and looking at other examples.
Well, that's the type of separation I'm talking about. I'm talking about total separation to someone else's rulership and government. I'm talking about our own government. And that's the type of that's the freedom that I'm fighting for. To be total separate and where we can independently call our own shots. We can also, you know, like I said, if we had some land set aside, and you know, we hear a lot of brothers say that all the time. Well, we can have our own government, but I don't know if that truly will work here, but you're saying that it will, but, you know, it's debatable, but I would love to see the day that we're totally free where we can make our own shots and our own calls and defend our own self and judge our peers in a court of law by our own judges, our own black judges, our own black juries, where we know it'll be a fair and impartial jury.
Look, I'm going to get off the line, but here's the thing. If you got a corporation, I don't know where you live at, but look, when you go into banks, the first thing you see is a security guard there. They patrol that area, and they are responsible for the security of that area. They have the rules and regulations and engagement that they go by. Now, if you're talking about having your own land, I don't care where you go at on this planet, you're going to be involved with somebody else's authority. Now, AFRICOM is already in Africa. You can't go there no more without white folks being there. You go down in the Caribbean, you can't go there without white folks controlling the thing. All I'm saying is within those confines, you can still go ahead on and control the space you occupy by just what I said. You can form institutions called corporations, and you can go in and put your own security there. Like when I go to the emergency rooms in those hospitals, they have their own police force. You can do that. But the thing is, we have to sit down and we have to map it out, and we have to come up with money. Now, the people who I'm involved with here, the first thing we sit down and do when we want to do something, we come up with the money. Then we go from there and set up what we set up. And I get off the line so somebody else can speak.
Okay, well, we appreciate you calling in and enlightening us with your wisdom. We appreciate that. All right, y'all, we're down to our last 3 minutes. Like you know, we do this is our short program we do on Monday nights. We do a program on Saturday nights on the Southern Region MVPP. That phone number is 626-226-1455. We do a 2-hour program at 8 p.m. Central. 9 p.m. Eastern on the Southern Region on that show page. So tonight we just get on, just go over the few topics. We have a topic and we just chime in on it. And we thank our brothers and sisters who called in. Hey, we're going to close out when we say black power and peace. And we have to think about it and give it a lot of thought to do we want to be separated. You know, one of the things I want to pick out, a lot of stuff that happens to our brothers and sisters because we try to integrate with this system. But if you want to be separate of this system and you want to have a peace, you better work on some land. Without land, there ain't no other way around it. All right, we say peace, black power.
When I was younger, my mother told me to never forget.
Never forget.
Where I came from and all the people I left behind.
Designed
to always hunger for more than freedom and to remember to give more than you take.
The best advice I ever got was to give more than you take. And charity is not redemption for your flaws and mistakes. I'm only awake in my dreams, the world is perfectly made. Reality kicks, this truth is never happily said. I got a call out by the droughts in all them African towns. Saw the images, the villages, the cattle around. Starving, never deserving of a world so cold. Can't turn my back on such a crisis while it all unfolds. Bold, reacting, instead of watching. They're dying very often, burying many coffins. Governments, they be talking. We're raising dollars to bring water to the population. Zero discrimination, race, creed, or occupation. An open heart is all you need in this. Smile and dance to the beat of this. For this cause, be a leaderless. Listen, ain't no defeating this. Together, saving lives here, one at a time. And I keep rapping till I run out of rhymes. We gotta give. Me. It is, and I'm concerned, so please understand the complexity. Basic necessity skirt, the citizens first. I saw a mother ask God why she live in this curse. She had to abandon the child so the other could live. While our focus was the latest gift, Father forgive. I believe that we are better. I'm reciting this letter. The wonders of Mother Nature, yo, I wish that I met her. When people kill over water, half a million are homeless. Some survive and lose belief, the situation seems hopeless. But it ain't, we can make it, take a stand, we can make it. Never doubt, we can make a change, we can make it. Realize we are all one, love is the key. Be the change from wherever you may happen to be. If not for where you're born, this is probably true. The starving child on television, it could probably be you. You gotta give.